Off-season do's and don'ts for aquabike athletes by Karen Parnell, MSc. The off-season is a gift, a rare chance to rest, rebuild, and reset. Used wisely, it protects your long-term progress, repairs niggles, and helps you start the next training block feeling fresh, not flat. Too many athletes either stop completely or keep training hard all winter. The real magic lies in balance, keeping a light structure while allowing full recovery. Here are the key do's and don'ts to make your aquabike off-season truly effective. The do's 1. Keep a little intensity. Endurance fades quickly when training stops. Research shows VO2 max can be maintained for up to 15 weeks with just 2 high-intensity sessions per week. So, include 1 short swim and 1 short bike with brief quality efforts. Small doses of intensity preserve your aerobic engine without draining your energy. 2. Lift, and lift properly. The off-season is the perfect time to build strength and resilience. 2 weekly gym sessions focusing on squats, deadlifts, pull-ups, and rows improve cycling economy, swim power, and overall durability. Lift with good form, add load gradually, and think of it as injury prevention for next season. 3. Refine your swim technique. Now's your opportunity to focus on efficiency rather than distance. Work on stroke length, body alignment, and smooth coordination. Keep technique sessions short and purposeful. No pressure for pace, just better movement. Every drill you master now pays off when intensity returns. 4. Sleep and fuel like an athlete. Sleep is still your most powerful recovery tool. It helps you adapt, repair, and stay healthy. Keep your nutrition on point too. Aim for 1.6 to 2 grams of protein per kilo of body weight per day. Even when training less, your muscles still need fuel to repair. Hydrate well and treat recovery as active training. 5. Add variety and fun. Use this phase to move differently. Go hiking, try yoga, strength circuits, or gravel riding. Variety builds balance, prevents burnout, and keeps you mentally fresh. The goal is active recovery, not total rest. The don'ts 1. Don't park the bike or skip the pool. Even 2 weeks of total rest can reduce endurance and blood volume. Light aerobic work, easy spins or gentle swims helps maintain fitness and keeps your body moving smoothly. A little goes a long way. 2. Don't cut all intensity. Reducing volume is smart. Eliminating intensity isn't. Keep 1 higher intensity swim and 1 sharper bike each week to retain that top-end performance edge. These short sessions prevent the sluggish feeling that often comes after a long off-season break. 3. Don't overuse paddles or shoulder-taxing tools. Many athletes grab big paddles to build strength, but too much resistance can overload your shoulders and lead to injury. Use smaller, technique paddles instead and limit them to short, focused sets. Prioritize control and precision over brute force. 4. Don't underfuel. Lower volume doesn't mean low nutrition. Undereating slows recovery and can affect hormones and performance. Match your intake to your training load and focus on whole, nutrient-rich foods. You're rebuilding, not restricting. The maintenance phase. When you're ready to return to structure, start with a maintenance phase, a bridge between recovery and full training. It's designed to maintain your aerobic base, rebuild consistency, and prepare you for higher loads safely. My aquabike maintenance plans on final surge and training peaks balance swim, bike, and strength work so you can transition smoothly and confidently back into performance training. Final thoughts. The off-season isn't about stopping. It's about sharpening the saw. It's your time to recover, reflect, and rebuild smartly. Keep a touch of intensity, lift well, rest deeply, fuel properly, and enjoy a bit of variety along the way. Do that, and you'll start next season strong, motivated, and ready to perform. I'm Karen Parnell, triathlon and multi-sport coach. Train smart, rest well, and make this off-season your strongest yet.